been almost a month since the Prime Minister announced a six-month ban on evictions from rental properties in response to mass job losses caused by the pandemic. Despite that, AM can reveal tenants who've missed rental payments are being hit with eviction notices. Real estate agents are blaming insurance companies because it's claimed they're demanding to see those notices before processing landlord claims for loss of rental income. And the tenants caught in the middle say it's only increasing their anxiety. Rhett Burney reports.
Like so many Australians, Melbourne business owner Alicia has taken a huge financial hit due to the coronavirus pandemic, and so too has her partner. With the rent due, she reached out to her real estate agent.
We emailed our agent on the 26th of March, notifying them of our situation, and our rent was due on the 30th. And then we didn't really hear much from our real estate agent until we got an eviction notice.
The notice, dated April 15, cited the couple's rental arrears of 15 days as the reason as to why they were being kicked out, despite the Prime Minister announcing a six-month ban on evictions.
We've never been late in our rental payments at all in the 14 months that we've been here. We're being complimented on the upkeep of the house, and we treat it absolutely as though it was our own home.
Alicia and Adam have now paid their arrears. They've also applied for the Job Seeker Allowance, but they say the eviction notice hasn't been revoked. AM contacted Ray White Real Estate Glen Roy, which manages the property that the couple rents. The company's group spokesperson, Lisa Pennell, admits it's not the way they'd prefer to operate.
It's one more gap that, you know, has been discovered in the midst of all of this that is causing unnecessary angst for people.
The Ray White spokeswoman says property managers have no choice but to issue the eviction notices, because without them, landlords can't make an insurance claim for lost rental income.
At this point in time, federally, all landlord insurance policies require that a tenant is issued a notice of termination for rental defaults.
Lisa Pennell assured AM the couple won't be evicted, and nor will others in their situation. But unless the insurance industry changes its requirements for landlords to claim for loss of rent, she insists real estate agents will be forced to continue to serve eviction notices to tenants, even though they can't legally enforce them.
In a situation where a tenant's already highly stressed because they've had a, you know, financial stress caused by COVID, it's not much satisfaction to them to hear a property manager say, well, sorry about this, but we're going to have to send you a notice. You know, they're then afraid that that actually means they will be evicted from the property.
The Insurance Council of Australia wouldn't comment on the issue, but AM understands it is aware of the problems the industry regulation is causing for tenants, landlords and their agents. Jennifer Beveridge is the CEO of Tenants Victoria. That state legislated its relief package for tenants and landlords last night, and she says that should give those like Alicia, who are renting, a sense of security.
There is support there to keep them in their homes. People need to feel confident that there is going to be a good outcome for them.
A result Alicia and her partner Adam are hoping they can also expect when the crisis is over.
We do want to stay here.
Melbourne renter Alicia ending Rhett Burney's report there.